Blue eyes crying in the rain as we kiss goodbye.
Hello everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. At long last, the U.S. debt is front and center in the spotlight. We've had gone 4 years without the Democratic Senate even passing a budget. And in that time frame, the Republican House did their legal obligation by passing budgets each year. Of course, that made them an easy target because they proposed to reduce spending on a lot of popular programs. Three cheers for the Senate this year, though. They passed a budget. President Obama just announced his budget last week. By law, he was supposed to present his 2 months ago, but better late than never. I credit the president and his budget for targeting entitlement programs for cuts. He's never publicly done that before and has a lot of his liberal base very unhappy with him. The president wants a grand bargain with very modest reductions in the entitlement programs, and he's asking for $700 billion in new taxes. His policies are budgeted to replace the across-the-board sequester that is pinching a number of our spending programs. I have before me a graph of the debt projections of the three different budget proposals, House, Senate, and the President. This is presented by the Washington Post, hardly a conservative paper. Obama's plan projects a spending deficit of $744 billion for the coming fiscal year. And with his plan, our $17 trillion debt today would grow over the next 10 years to $25 trillion. The Senate Democrat plan is almost as bad. The chart I am looking at has our debt escalating up over the years at about a 30-degree angle. Contrast that with the House GOP plan, which has our debt line almost flat, and it projects a balanced budget after 10 years. I'm not suggesting that the House plan is perfect. It could be argued that some parts of it are unrealistic. However, the president's plan that has us looking at a $25 trillion debt 10 years out is unacceptable. Keep in mind that defense, Medicare, and Social Security make up 60% of the budget. Wouldn't you think we could raise the retirement age? When Social Security was created, the life expectancy was 65 years. Social Security began paying after most people were dead then. We live a lot longer today. Raise the retirement age. Our young children are being burdened with debt every day. It's selfish. Politicians don't want to take anything away from their voters. They could be voted out of office. Well, let's hope that the attention that our deficit and debt are getting today will give our elected officials the courage to act in the national interest. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.